A pleasant good morning to everyone. It's a privilege for me to exhort about you about world missions, a topic close to my heart. Let me start by sharing my personal story. 5 years ago, I got a chance to go to the three beautiful cities of China. And one of the highlights there is, during that time, I wore a brace. So at that time, when we reach out to the campus in Beijing, that's one of the noted trip, one of my memorable trip in Beijing. We reach out to that campuses, and I was able to. Our team went there, and in one of the classrooms, I met a freshman, and her name is Lo Bao Sher. I'm not really sure if I pronounce it correctly, but her English name is Victoria. Yeah, Victoria. So she approached me, and she found something amusing about me. So, and guess what? She noticed about my brace because she also had a brace. So she asked me, what's the English name for that? So from there on, conversation started, and there, that's the connection point. I was able to engage her, and then the friendship was developed, and really, it was I got excited, and for just a matter of 1 week, I invited her to my place near the campus, and I showed her the video about the cross, and it was great, and lo and behold, she came to know the Lord. And Victoria is now an active member of our Beijing church, and she is discipling students like her, and she is also a leader in our Beijing church. In Romans 10:16, it says, how can they hear unless they are sent? So I encourage every one of you to, you know, even though we are confined in the four corners of our office, as an admin staff, let's get out of our comfort zone and reach out to the nations, disciple the nations, you know. You can impact the nation even if it's just a short term, just like what I've experienced. It was really a memorable experience for me, and I will still go back even if it's just a short term, and it is our vision, you know. Missions is our culture, is our core values. So let's all be world changers. Thank you. Okay. I'm so nervous. Okay. Be kind. I wasn't able to find. Ah, okay. I forgot all these things that I need to. Can I start again? Second chance.
All right, we finished. Can we give Carol some positive feedback? So, who has something to say? And we want to get this on the tape so to make sure that she can hear it. So, grab a mic. Let me see your hand if you got some positive feedback. Yeah.
Hello. For me, it was easy to follow. I mean, the story. I loved how you started off with giving us a glimpse of your trip and being able to land it in a way that we could have a vision ourselves also to go out. That's why, for me, I scored you higher with the if the point was clear, and if I was able to follow you easily.
Great.
Thank you.
Okay. A few more. Yeah, just grab a mic. We've got a mic close to you. Go ahead, Lynn.
I thought her illustration was very effective because it's something that everyone can relate to. So she really grabbed my attention right from the outset. And also, it was an inspiring story. So because Victoria got saved. So.
Yeah.
Even though her English name is very far from her Chinese name.
Great. A few more. Yeah, Carlos.
Yeah, I like the personal illustration. It gave me a little bit of insight into Carol. It also drew me in to the story. I thought her using storytelling was good. It brought the whole big idea of World Missions to a very personal note. So I thought it was very effective.
Yeah. One more. Gigi?
Just yesterday, Carol and I were communicating. She's nervous, but I told her that I think she's going to do well. Because Carol, I think her style was natural. Mm-hmm. Carol is very enthusiastic. That's her normal tone or in any aspect. So that came through in the presentation today.
Yeah, great. What do we think she could have done better? Now, people, you actually have to raise your hand and actually tell her something, okay? So it may not come natural to you. Yeah, grab them. Anybody with a hand, just grab a mic and start talking.
I like when she said that it's a personal note with the World Missions, but she forgot to really put emphasis to really encourage us what the big picture about World Mission as a staff. It's like when you share that we have to travel. So more than just telling us what you felt, but it's really like throwing it back to us in response, what do we need to do? So in that way, you can share more of the beauty of being part of World Mission, since it's our part of our core value.
Excellent. Yes. Someone else. I got plenty of time. I'm just going to sit and wait. Nobody has any advice to offer to Carol. Nothing to say to her that she could have done better.
Overall, I like the authenticity simply because it was really close to her heart when she started off with the story. I would probably suggest that if she can vary her vocal skills with the tone to create more emphasis on the things that you want to be specific on, so that we can further impact that message to the audience.
Yeah, great. One more. More helpful.
It's really good that Carol's tone of voice seemed calm and composed. In spite of, you know, there's that feeling of, am I gonna do it right? It's really good. The thing that Carol can work on might probably be her movement, because she's confined to like one side only. And then the hands would only sway to only like half movement.
Yeah. Okay. Carol, how are you feeling up there?
I'm done. I'm okay now.
Chris, give her the mic, would you please, so that she can have the comments on?
I have.
Okay. I didn't ask how are you feeling. I asked, how were you feeling while you were speaking? Just talking it, I think it's okay.
How were you feeling? I'm really nervous. Yeah. I'm not really into public speaking. But the topic really is, I should speak a lot about Victoria, and even the last part, I wasn't able to give more encouragement. I should have said, there are many Victorias waiting for you there. Something like that. I forgot it. There are many Victorias waiting for you.
Yeah, it's too late. We've already tabulated, so sorry.
I was really in a hurry.
The judges have already voted, Carol.
So hard to be the first, but I can improve maybe next time.
Why did you decide to put it on your phone?
I just finished it last night.
I know, but that's what you couldn't print it? That's a very difficult medium to read from if you're not comfortable already speaking.
Okay.
Would have been better to have it on paper, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next time.
I mean, your story was great. It was a great beginning. You quoted the scripture wrong.
Romans.
Yeah, which is never a good thing. But maybe that was just nervousness. And 3 minutes, you just kind of ran out of gas, didn't you?
Yeah.
I mean, there were more on your notes. Why did you just stop?
because maybe I you just got caught up with my
you panicked.
Panic. But I'm sure I can improve next time. I'll do better next time, Pastor Paul.
Topic is honor God. Who are the two with that? Trisha! Are you okay holding the mic? Or would you rather be? You want to do that? Can you connect? Everybody ready?
Check, 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 son, check. Check, check.
Are you ready?
Yes.
We are. Yes, in Jesus' name. Huh? Naka? Meron na. Where do I begin? The moment I got our assignment, 100 thoughts flood my mind. What will I speak before? How will I speak before the very people that I respect the most? What will I tell them? People I look up to, people that whose faith in life I live to emulate. How will I look like? Will I sound funny? Will I sound serious? And the topic I'm assigned, it's been preached, it's been discussed, it's been pounded in our hearts. Every meeting, world conference, series, name it. So what will I say? What can I add to a topic that everybody hears almost all the time? Lord, just speak to me. If there is one outcome objective that I will have this morning as I speak before you, it's not to discuss my topic, but just to honor you all. That's in my heart. Just to tell how, first and foremost, honored I am to be standing before you, given this chance to speak before the most respected men and women of Victory. I just want to say how I admire that you are all living a life of faith. I admire your obedience. You are men and women of excellence and integrity, and that's all I want to say, that's all I want to do with my 5 minutes. But then I have a topic, and I have an assignment, and so I have to deliver. And then it hit me,
honoring God is quite the same. It just comes from the heart, and I know that's where I will begin, in my heart. And it says in Deuteronomy 5:5, love the Lord with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. Loving God, honoring God. Definition might be different, but somehow it's interchangeable. And so how is honoring God expressed from within? How is honoring God expressed from our very core? Just like any beginning, I want to give you an A, B, and C. And it starts with attitude. Honoring God is expressed in our attitude. Our attitude towards God and our attitude towards others. Are we still thankful? Are we still humble? When we receive corrections, when we are asked to serve beyond what we decide to give or what we are set to do, is our attitude honoring God? B is belief. The things that we believe, our principles, our ideas, anything in our mind, the way we see others, the way we see ourselves, the way we believe in our calling, the things we are believing God for, is it honoring God? And last but not the least is our commitment. At the end of the day, is it our commitment to honor God? Wherever this faith journey will bring us, whatever it will bring us, the victories, the blessings, the trials, and the challenges, are we committed to be faithful in honoring God? I can go on, but my 5 minutes is running out. Everything between our 9-to-5 job is just logistics, the mid-year evaluation, the time in, time out, the dress code, the uniform. It's all logistics, because as Paul have exhorted us in 1 Corinthians 10:31, so whether you eat or drink or whatever we do it all for the glory of God. And so I end, and may I add, whether we begin or we end, do it all to honor Him. Thank you.
Good job.
All right, let's take a few minutes and give Tricia some positive feedback.
So I was able to follow her presentation through that ABC.
Yeah, okay. That's a good thing to do when you only have 5 minutes. That was a nice little outline that helped make it cohesive. Yeah, other thoughts? Yeah, Chapa, here you go.
The way Tricia started her talk, where she was very earnest, she was very exposing her heart, was something that caught, I think, the attention of most of us.
Yeah, she knew her audience. Everybody was having some of those same questions, right? So that's a good way to connect by understanding your audience has a shared experience. Other thoughts? Tell me something good. Let me hear something from this table.
She's very easy to follow, and she really spoke from her heart, so it was a good connection with us.
Okay. Carlos, what are we going to do to get people to give some critique? Okay, pick a table.
We all love each other, and we'd rather not make criticisms with one another or constructive. So what we're going to do is just go table to table, and there are three people in the average table, so we're going to have at least three. And if anybody wants to add to that the table, that'll give criticism when we can. But at least there will be three, and it'll be constructive, definitely positive.
People are already doing the sandwich approach. It's pretty impressive. So so we can start with that table and then just work our way down. And then.
All right. You're first. So, Jay, what would you tell her?
The delivery was really effective because of the points that you mentioned, the ABCs. So it was, again, easy to follow. But I would also suggest that it would have been good if you used more gestures, you know, and moved around because there's more room to move around just to, again, emphasize a point.
Okay. Thank you.
Probably the vocal skills is what she might want to work on. The pauses where you want to emphasize. I know she's running after time where we know it's 5 minutes, but just every point she can probably pause. Thank you.
I guess for me, smile more. Because it's so that you're nervous. That's how I look in a while.
Yeah, great. Thank you. All right, Trish, you did a great job.
Yeah.
Let's see who's next. The topic is missional culture. Missional culture, and our speaker is Dexter. Dexter, do you want to use the microphone or the handheld? Yeah, which one do you want?
Take the mic.
Okay, you got the mic. Wait till I tell you. Put Dexter's name on your next evaluation.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe it.
Got it.
All right. All right. Good morning, everyone. We actually have no idea why I'm doing this. I found out just really early this morning that I had to do this small paper today. And it's actually exciting, but also at the same time, really, really, I feel bad because I feel I might fall short of everyone's expectations. But then again, I know that when it's about missions, it's something that's close to us. It's something that we live by. It's something that every day we focus on. And this church actually started because one guy just went out of his way and went through missions. And so what am I talking about? Why is it about a missional culture today? We live in a world that's 9 to 5, something that's fixed, something that you and me face. And you know what? We also face it. It's a trap that we actually face as well. But the good thing is that we have people behind us who know, who believe, that the mission doesn't stop when we clock in at 9 and when we leave the office at 5. The good thing about what we do as a culture, as a church, as a group of people, is that we always put in our minds and in our hearts that we're here to do something, and we're here to do something for God. And that's the interesting part about our culture and interesting about working for Victory. And why I'm thinking things I wanna share, because I wanna be honest. When you work for church, sometimes you do forget. You do forget that we're here for a purpose. You do forget that you can get lost with all the work that has to be done. I believe people in the local church can actually relate with me. But three things, just like what Trisha mentioned a while ago, I wanna make it easier for everyone. And so I put 3 points and it says, be ready, get set, and go. All right? So be ready. How do we be ready? Be ready because we know that we can be called anytime. Someone might drop by in your local church. Someone might drop by in every nation office. What I'm asking is be ready. Be ready to share to that person. All right? Next thing is get set. You can never be ready if you don't set yourself on the task at hand. We should always remind ourselves that indeed, preparation is key. Obviously, I didn't do that today, but I'm trying my best. Last but not the least, go. Sometimes what hinders us is what people might think, what people might say. But a good thing about that is that when God's on your side, who can be against you? So I want to encourage everyone that indeed we might work in this office. Indeed, we might be stuck in our nook there in our own departments. I want to trust and I want to believe that as we be ready and as we get set, well, this time we're ready to go. And so that's basically it, Pastor Paul. I have nothing much to say. 2 minutes. Thank you.
We got 2 minutes left.
We will, Go ahead and tabulate. All right. Are we tabulated? All right. Let's provide some positive feedback for Dexter. Let's provide some positive feedback for Dexter. Beth?
Can I say something in Taglish? Believe ako sa iyo. It's wow. I mean, that caught me at the. He didn't know. But I believe it was really great. You were at your natural, you were yourself. And I was really convinced of your authenticity, that it was so honest with you, but at the same time you're able to come up with that. I mean, I am a believer. I'm a believer of you.
All right, who else? What do you mean you're a believer? You're going to follow him, right? Yeah. Edwin?
I think I like his looks. Go up.
The looks. What does that mean?
The way he stands at the so he's confident, though he doesn't know what he's saying, so he's confident.
That's good. If you're confident when you don't know what you're saying, that's doing something, huh? Something else we could tell Dexter, some positive. Yeah.
You really did well, even if you're just given a really short time to think about it just this morning. But just to improve on things, you're so fast. I know, because you're quite stressed, but you could have put emphasis on things that's really important. And also there are times that you sound monotonous. There's no like, it's like there should be a drive on things that you need to put to caught our attention on what you're saying. And it's really good that you, even if you're given just a short time, but the way you communicated to us, it was really appealing to have the thought that, just like Pastor Steve, that every one of us can be a missionary if we have that thought of having, even whatever we do, having that mission at the back of our mind. It's really good.
Great. All right. This table is going to provide our critique, starting with Cricket. What could he have done better, besides the obvious?
Well, actually, I admire him for doing the ABC, because that was real fast, doing the go, get set, ready, get set, go. You know, but I was a little bit confused about the missional culture. Yeah. You kind of did not like hit the home, so I was like, okay, so what's he, you know what I mean? It was kind of hard for me to follow, to get to that conclusion, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good thing you were confused. If you understood it, I would have been confused about you. Yeah, sorry, it just was confusing. Yeah, yeah.
Aside from the obvious, that's what I was thinking. How do you say that in English? Yung sayang, because if he could, yes, in a way, if too bad. I mean, if he could have prepared for it, I'm sure you would have really done even more, even better. So.
Don't critique him on what he didn't do. Critique him on what he actually did.
Okay. he was kind of fidgety at the same time.
Fidgety while
he was speaking. He was, in a way, trying to make it appear that he's doing well or we're getting it, but at the same time, he could
see. He was trying to figure out how he's going to fill 5 minutes.
Sharon? For me, it was more of the abrupt conclusion. It's like, okay, the ride is where. It was so abrupt. I guess it's also because of the lack of preparation. So it's hard to land. So that's.
Well, Lynn, certainly grab a microphone.
I think it's kind of a natural thing for a lot of people to do. Because, on the one hand, I appreciated your honesty, but I don't think it's a good idea to start with an apology. When you start with an apology, it's like you're telling people to expect something very, like, it basically saying, lower your expectations, I'm not going to give you much, so, it's basically you're setting the stage for your own low expectations. And so even if that was the case, I don't think you should have started by telling us that I didn't prepare, I didn't know about this. If you had just gone straight into your presentation, it would have been much, much stronger, and it would have left us with still with a good impression, because there was a lot of what you said that was still good, and your delivery was very natural, you were very relaxed, it was very conversational. But by starting with that, you've already left the impression before you even started that this isn't going to be, it's not going to be great.
Better to let us figure that out for ourselves than assume it at the beginning. The lot belongs to the Lord, so the names that come out of there, that the Lord, he found you out. The sad thing for me is that you have a great future possibility at public speaking. You got a very natural presence, a good, smooth communication style. I mean, even when you take into account all of the negatives that are going on in your mind because of the what's just happened, I can't believe I actually got caught.
I was hoping that was number six, because I could write the whole thing.
Yeah, but the Lord loves you too much. So that was the saddest thing for me. You can do this. Yeah. I mean, you could do this well, very well. So I don't know why you didn't know, but shame on you for that. But God's hand is on you, and you can communicate well publicly. So take every opportunity. Prepare well in the future. All right, good. Let's go. Let's see who's next. Topic is relational culture, and the speaker is, if you don't look at me, somehow she's looking away. It's Pam, how do you want to do this? Do you want to hold the mic, or do you want to, okay, that's easy. Can hold that one. And when I give you the go. Are you ready?
No.
On your mark. Get set. Go.
I do believe that I'm the best person to talk about relational culture. When I told a few people who work in this organization close to me that I was going to talk about relational culture, we all started laughing. The reason behind that was my strengths finder tells me that I am analytical, achiever, responsibility, deliberative, and focus. So nothing on the people side, really nothing on the people side. So when I say I'm the best person to talk this, it's only because if I can talk about this based on my experience, then I'm sure that you guys can also apply this in your work, because I'm pretty sure that most, if not all of you, are more wired at people skills than I am. Victory, Lifebox, Real Life, Every Nation. You guys know that we only hire the best people, right? Yeah, right? Kind of need more conviction there. We get people to have the character and competency who get the job done effectively and excellently. But aside from character and competency, we also take a look at chemistry. And it's of the same weight as the other two, because we also value our relational culture, not just being missional, not just being professional, but we also value our relational culture. You know, in Victory Makati, when people would join our staff meetings, Pastor Ada was there. He did our Strengths Finder assessment. And the first thing he said was, wow, this team has high trust. And that high trust has helped me personally, and even as a team, to work effectively and excellently. And I believe one of the factors that contributed to us having that high trust is because before a person gets added to our team gets asked, nothing personal, but can you work well with that person? Nothing personal, but can you work well with that person? Our opinion gets considered as much as that person's competency and character. I'm not saying that's the final say, but it gets considered as much as that person's competency and character. And to those of you who are young in the organization, I bet one of the reasons you wanted to work here in the first place was because of the people that you knew who work here. And to those of you who are still here, I guess one of the reasons that you're still here is because of the people that you work with. So whether you're new or you're old, the reason why you're here, we know that there's an importance in being relationally intact as an organization. We need to realize that we're not just working for a great company. We're not only working in a great significance for the advancement of the kingdom of God, but we're also part of a great family called the body of Christ. And the Bible tells us in Ephesians to make every effort to keep the spirit of unity through the bond of peace. Make every effort. That tells me it's not something easy. It's not passive. It takes hard work to do that. No matter how good you are, you need to serve. No matter how right you are, you need to forgive. No matter how busy you are, well, you still need to smile and you still need to love. You need to make every effort to keep the unity, to preserve our relational culture, because bottom line is, Jesus died for people. Jesus made every effort for people. When he was tired, people would go to him and he would have compassion and he would still minister to them. No matter how good Jesus is, he came to serve. No matter how righteous Jesus is, he came to forgive. On the cross, we see his service, his forgiveness, his love. And I take a look at my Strengths Finder, and I'm not a people person. How the heck am I going to do that? Where am I going to get the energy to continue building a relational culture day in and day out? But when I take a look at the cross and what Jesus did, I know that he wants me to do the same thing, to make every effort to keep the relational culture intact. I know that he served, he forgave, he loved, and that's what I'm going to do. And because of the cross, he gave me the grace to be able to serve, to love, and to forgive. And my challenge for everyone is, as I end, to make every effort. You've been given the grace by Jesus, and because Jesus made every effort for it, for this family. Thank you.
All right, Tabby. You have 3 seconds left, so close as you can get.
Wow.
And you have to stand. You have to stay up here.
Everybody's checking their adding, right? Making sure it's real accurate. All right, let's hear some feedback for Ms. Pam, who has something to say. Charles?
She's very authentic. The mere fact that she stated the StrengthsFinder, she was able to relate with us because all of us, I believe, took the StrengthsFinder test. Also, she was able to pull from her experience as a new employee and use that to relate with us. At one point of our time serving with God. She basically brought us back.
Good. Connected with her audience, yeah. Okay? Others? Yeah, Sharon?
I think I like the way she made herself vulnerable before the audience. It made her authentic, and at the same time, she connected with us, and then the style was just really natural, flowing from one point to another.
Yeah, great. All right? Few others?
I love how Pam walked, and you could easily see how she would like become more calm and composed the more she walked and the more she looked. She looks intently at people she's talking to. That's what I love about her.
Yeah. Jay?
I like that she actually said at the onset that she was the best person and caught my attention.
Yeah, that was good.
And only to explain it.
Got our
that
attention.
She wasn't, at least for that topic. And I like the tone of her voice. It's very, there's a smile in her voice. It's very natural. It's very conversational. But at the same time, there's energy.
Yeah, it's great. All right, Charles, your table is responsible for the critique this time. So start her off. What would you have her do differently?
Can I pass?
You can pass temporarily, but you'll have to come back to it.
Yeah, I just thought of the good points first.
Okay, Henry?
I guess if I had to nitpick,
yeah, you do.
It would be just more illustrations of personal experiences that everybody here or like. So that would be one of the things that I would add more. But I guess because of time, she couldn't do that.
Ado?
It's so difficult to critique.
Come on, positivity. You can do it.
Especially when she included me in her talk. I said, that's it. I'm already won over. You know. really, I gave high scores. But if there's anything that can still be improved, if my eyes were closed, everything will be perfect. But from time to time, you tend to focus on your notes. Not too long, but significant enough that you lose me sometimes because you're more looking down than to us.
Yeah.
But can I say one more thing?
You got the mic, my brother.
The Christ-centered approach really hit the nail on the head. So good job.
Yeah. Okay, Charles. What could she do better? We're trying to help her.
Yeah, I actually also gave her very high scores.
Okay, we know that.
Yeah, she really won me over with her presentation.
Okay.
One thing that I really like about her, she used her hands.
Don't tell us the things you like. How could she?
I'm not positivity, but.
How could she improve? What could she have done better? We're trying to help her. Okay, I'll take over. That's all. Pam did a great job. You could say a lot in 5 minutes, can't you, when you prepare? That was a good example. How did you know you were going to finish exactly on time? How many times did you practice that?
A lot last night. I was typing myself, and on my notes, I
should
be here by
now. Analytical, see? Yeah, but you use your strength well to communicate effectively. Do you like to do this? Yeah. You shouldn't. No, you should, because you're real good. You're real natural, and you should run towards it. Yeah. Do you preach at all? Yeah, you should do more. You have a good natural communication style that could be really developed. So, great job. Let's take a break.